we've talked about it before, but obviously this is, you know, not the first time you guys have been in this position, have a chance to close this thing out at home. Kind of what's the message over the next couple of days for the group, the opportunity that you guys have in front of you now?
Don't look past them. You know, don't believe, you know, what you guys say on TV that, you know, we're going to championship, because this is far from over. You know, I think, you know, we talked about it. We just went into Milwaukee and won a, you know, very big game six. You know that it's possible. And, you know, like we came into the mindset the night that was must-win game, that we need to carry that over. Going to Friday, like we down 3-2. You know, this is a great team, well coached. You know, they're not going to give up. It's not going to be easy. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be fun.
Yep, the media is going to do it. I'll do it. We'll see if Mego and Fourier want to do it. It's Maloney, Fourier, and Mego hanging out with you guys. 617-779-7937. This series is over. Well, over tomorrow at the Garden, game six. Nice couple of days off, and we'll see you next Thursday against the Golden State Warriors, game one of the NBA Finals against Golden State.
I feel like he sounds like a mature adult. He sounds like he is he's evolved into like the CEO of the organization. And finally, they're listening to me.
I'm just going to jump in on that.
Oh, go ahead.
The difference is he's elevated past his Mac Jones era. No shots at Mac.
Wait,
but he's
what?
Gone from like...
He's elevated past his
Mac
Jones
era? Yeah, he's gone past with the point with the media. You know, I was in the locker room a couple of years ago where it'd be the kind of mumble thing and like... It'd be like you're at a graduation party and your senior son who's graduating, he'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go study, I don't know, maybe like business or something, figure it out.
Yeah, hello.
I'm like that.
So now he's more like, okay, he's graduated, you know, from... He has his first internship. He's wearing a tie.
He does seem like it's like he's, you know, he has no safety net. Mommy, daddy aren't paying for his cell phone bill anymore.
Exactly.
And he's responsible for his own rent. I get it. But I like the aspect of, listen, let's not act like we have two to burn down. Like, listen, let's act like we're down. Let's act like game seven is at home tomorrow night. Right? And if we lose, we're through. I feel like that's the biggest adjustment for me. They're not allowing them to hang around. They're taking matters into their own hand. And they really should, because it's like, listen, the Heat are done. They are cooked. They have no life in them. They are on life support. Like, they can't run around. They can't jump. They damn sure can't shoot. Like, there were some times in the third quarter, I talk about like bad misses. Like they were missing, but the rebound
wide
was coming off
too.
So hard off the backboard that none of the Celtics players could grab the rebound, because it was like coming off so hot. If they weren't trying to break the backboard, they were trying to pass it to somebody in the front row. Hey, I'm just going to miss the rim completely. Hey, souvenir. It was amazing how bad they're like, we're missing. I just, listen.
Part of that is the Celtic defense making them look bad.
And yes.
Jimmy Butler in particular, right? Jimmy Butler was being credited as the best player in the Eastern playoffs through a couple of games in this series. He was awful last night.
Terrible.
And I think physically he's dealing with something. But the Celtic defense comes at with him in layers. Like, he's trying to get to the basket, he's trying to get free throws, and he's not able to, you know, do it because the Celtics defense is just so freaking suffocating. So I'm with you. The surrounding players last night, Max Strus, Kyle Lowry, who we'll get to, like, these guys were not very good. But I think the job they're doing on Jimmy Butler is awesome. They have made that guy non-existent now for a couple of huge games in this series.
It's great on the defensive end, but I don't worry about this Celtics team on the defensive end. When you look ahead, I very much want them to lock down game six, give themselves a little bit of a break, and hopefully, yep, you know, that Mavs Golden State series extends even further. I don't think it's going to, but run down that team a little bit before you get to the finals. But here's the thing, on the offensive side of the ball, I don't feel like the Celtics are doing much to improve off their mistakes. Like, they had 10 turnovers in the first half last night, and six of them came between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, like, by my count. So they're starting out the games, like, they're saying the right things post-game, but they're starting out the games coughing up the ball, and still Jason Tatum telegraphing his passes so that Jimmy Butler, even though he's, like, hobbled on one leg, can still pick him off.
It's not going to change, though.
But it needs to.
I know, but we...
But the Heat are also pretty good defensively. Like, I took the first half last night as Tatum was banged up, Marcus Smart's hobbled. The Heat are still well-coached and good defensively. Like, I thought the adjustment they're able to make with Tatum and Brown offset, like you said, awful first half. But I didn't feel like it was completely self-inflicted. Like the Jaylen Brown stuff, as you guys are talking about, was. But the Heat are still a good defensive team, right? I think that's probably
why they're here. That's what I was saying to start. It's just, can you just imagine if this team didn't pride themselves on playing defense, weren't like tough, weren't gritty? I mean, they would never make the playoffs ever. They don't have enough talent. I mean, I get that, you know, Tyler Hero did not play in the game, and obviously he was missed, but
looks great on the sideline though, in that whatever he's wearing.
I don't know. I guess that's part of the Heat culture. You gotta look like a gangster. Or like some sort of like drug lord or wannabe drug lord. That's, you know, pencil
better than
A-Rod.
A-Rod did not look good.
Yeah.
Not a good
right?
Suit.
I have
not
a lot. He looks like it's like he's the bigger version of Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I shouldn't say. I'm the wrong one to say. It's chubby face. A little thick.
That's what happens.
He got a moon face.
Yeah,
moon
right.
Face.
With his head
listen,
down his phone.
I say this as somebody who suffered through it in college. I had,
you had
the moon,
you had
face,
a moon
face in college.
Really?
Big cheeks.
Yeah,
drinking,
but that's baby fat.
Drinking what? No, it wasn't.
You were like 18
no,
when you got
I had
college.
A cuter face in high school. And then I got to college. I was drinking beer all the time.
Yeah,
didn't care what kind of beer it was. Free beer. Let's go.
I really.
Chunky face. Had to cut out the beer. Now, look at this jawline.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv,
WEEI, look at the non-moon face. Yeah.
They would have never put that moon face on TV with jawline. Tommy Curran.
Well, I really blame J-Lo for the way Alex Rodriguez looks. I mean, since Ben Affleck just came in and swooped in and snatched her up, he's never been the same.
So, Jason Tatum, we play the sound coming in. I thought he had a really good game last night. And I know you're part of this crew, Fourier. I'm not asking for apologies.
What crew is this?
The make fun of Jason Tatum for faking injury crew.
Oh, my.
Off that game.
Rare form last night.
You're disgusting.
Okay, but you have to. Are you now willing to admit it was a real injury and he's playing through something right now and not dramatically overdone?
I never said that he wasn't.
Oh,
I never said he wasn't
up.
Hurt. I never said he wasn't hurt.
You made fun of him.
He said, he exaggerated.
Quote,
he exaggerated.
A guy doesn't go to his knees when he's got a stinger.
Yeah, or what legs give out. I know what a stinger is, okay? I don't need to make this about me, okay? But, okay, any football player will have a stinger on a repeated basis, like daily. Every day you'll have one. And I found out that his best friend is, Nick the Trainer.
Oh, yeah, Snapchat
Nick the Trainer.
Famous. If you follow Jason Tatum, you see Nick every
really?
Single day.
Really? Like, is that his Alex Guerrero?
That's his Alex Guerrero.
Oh,
100%.
Ooh, okay.
Interesting.
There was that moment early where the internet, and I try to go back and find it, but the internet says Kyle Lowry cheap shotted Tatum. He grabbed his and pulled his shoulder out of his socket, and he saw him start to go down because he was going to come out of the game and didn't. And in the first half, he just became a distributor. And I think that's part of what's made him. Why I said stock up on him during the playoffs, because there's been times in this series the shot's not fallen. He's gotten other guys involved. I mean, Derek White was involved in a lot of those plays, 5 for 5 in the first half last night, because Tatum did a great job, I thought, finding him. And the final stat line was really good for him, 1 assist, a triple-double. But I thought Tatum in the first half, when he couldn't shoot, getting other guys involved, that's that next step he's made to me of why he's one of the best 4 or 5 players in the league. Because he's able to adjust and say, yep, shot's not falling. I'll get other guys involved in this game.
You're right. And I would never say that they're better when Tatum is, you know, playing, taking out parts of his game. But they do stay away from the ISO ball, which has been the killer of the rhythm of their offense in the past. We saw it against the Bucks for sure, when it just gets so sticky down at the in their half-court offense and the ball doesn't go anywhere. And it just wasn't an opportunity for him last night. So you saw other guys be elevated, like Al Horford, Derek White. I am very surprised by Derek White in back-to-back nights. I did not know that he had this offensive power in him. I mean, he's such a little guy out
there.
Like,
guy.
We call Peyton Pritchard little, but he's wiry too. Like, he is a
he only
a small
missed two
dude.
Shots, and they're both three-pointers. His three-point is not his game.
He's not good
at that floater. He has a way of hitting that floater.
He has a
offense
nice touch.
Not his game.
I tell you what, there was a couple times with Duncan Robinson.
I'll tell you, boy.
It was obvious that he knew, because he kept blocking him from behind. And he got it on one shot, and then he tried to do it another time, but Duncan Robinson obviously, you know, realized, like, what was going on. I like the fact that he's just feel like he's real clever. Like,
That's
if
a good
the world
word
was ending, he'd be like a survivor. He'd figure out how to, like, stay alive as everybody else was, like, as everybody else was freaking out. Like, he'd be like, no, we got to go down this tunnel right here, because I know exactly how to be free.
Do you think Derek White would eat human meat? Like, if it came down to it. You say he's a survivor, end
yes,
of the world,
I think
it always
would.
Goes
I do, too.
This way.
He looks like someone who would do that.
Yeah, he would. I
get
feel
a poll
like
question
the,
out there, Tyler. Would Derek White eat human meat?
This should be the Derek White game, shouldn't it be? If we're going to name this game, can it be Derek White game?
No.
No, he had 11 of 15 points in the first half.
But he was working with so much less. Like, he's... Like when he took that, charge, well, he didn't take the charge. He got a blocking foul. But when he falls, I feel real nervous for him because he is so narrow and thin. And he's just not like, if he was built like Kyle Lowry, I'd say there's a guy that will just bounce right up like a beach ball with arms.
I do want to say on the defensive side, he has one of my favorite moves. He does a nifty little, he comes up behind the back and tips back when somebody's going up.
That's what I was just saying.
The shooting position.
He
was setting,
oh, I missed that. He literally just said that.
I just
said
that.
Welcome to Thursday, everyone.
As she like takes a sip of her Bang Cola.
I believe, courtesy of our buddy Brian Barrett,
My friend.
He's either first or second in all the NBA with block shots as a guard this year. Like, that's what he's able to do defensively.
Yeah. I think that's he's clever. Like, he identifies, like, little, you know, opportunities, you know, and then he grabs it. Like,
I just get nervous when he hits the ground because he's, like, very narrow.
I know, that's my point. I feel like he's going to break.
I'm kidding.
But if he was built like Kyle Lowry.
So Jason Tatum scored 22. He is now the second youngest player ever.
I just got that. I literally just got that. Wow. It is getaway day, is it not?
It's not. We have a show tomorrow live at the Seaport.
Oh, no. Are you sure you're going?
I'm not going, but you guys are there. Jason Tatum, second youngest player ever to 1,500 playoff points behind only Kobe Bryant. He heard about that last night postgame on ESPN Radio.
I know that you are focused on getting to the next level of this playoffs, but I want to point out tonight you became the second youngest player in playoff history to score 1,500 points. That puts you in the class with Kobe and LeBron James. What do you think about that?
Wow. You know, that's an honor. Anytime you mention with those guys, everybody know Kobe was my idol, my favorite player. So to be mentioned in a category with him or anything is a dream come true. I didn't know that, so I don't know what to say. But, I mean, it's a great thing to hear, especially after a great win.
He was really good. Again, Christian says not really an issue with the shoulder, but I thought he was dealing with something. And to come back,
you got to stop. Okay, I'm not saying that he's not dealing with anything. I'm saying let me make sure everybody knows I'm dealing with something.
Christian, by the way, the broadcast crew noted that when Tatum went to halftime, he did not seek out any treatment from the medical staff. He came out for the second half.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, no treatment. So, all right, what do you want me to do? Like, say he's tough as nails? I don't think
he is. Give him some credit and acknowledge that he was actually hurt the other day.
I've never said he wasn't. I said that he's exaggerating it. I'm saying he's overselling it.
You mocked the stinger. You mocked the stinger.
I don't like it when people, like, hurt their finger and suddenly their legs stop working. Oh, I'm going to go ahead down. I'll catch you on offense. My knee hurts. Yeah, but you said you jammed your finger. I know.
It's worse than the bitching at officials. I'd rather than be hurt or exaggerate the hurt than the bitching at officials, which, by the way, both teams were doing last night in the first half. They were just screaming at everyone. They had to call those fouls in the third quarter because the game got out of hand. But it was a nice – you call the Derek White game, light switch game. They flipped it on there at halftime, able to find it there amongst your stars.
I feel like we have to name all these games – I think we should start a poll. You know, let's call this the day of
starting
poll.
No, we already have a poll.
We already have a poll. Out
right a couple poll questions right now at MFM on WEEI, including, does Derek White eat human meat? I think the question was, would he, if the world was
ending? Yes.
Would he be good on Survivor? Yeah,
he'd be excellent moment real quick
on Survivor.
Though.
Yeah, before
when it comes to
Carl
like,
wants to rip me.
You want to go? Go ahead. I can keep it. I can save it for tomorrow.
Whenever you want.
No, go to Kendall.
Kendall in Manchester has a problem with me. Hi, Kendall.
Kendall. I love you, bro.
Love you, too.
Listen, I was ready when they canceled you with Lou to come down there and fight people, and I'm 52 years old.
Thanks, buddy. Literally
but
10 years
every
ago.
Time, don't stop making these predictions. You did it with the Astros. Like, oh, Dusty. Oh,
Kendall, do you think the series is over? Do the Celtics are going to go to the NBA Finals?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I was saying. God forbid you have an opinion on this show that a caller disagrees with. Anyone, let's go around the room. Anyone think the Heat are going to win this and make it a 7-game series even win? I'm going to say no.
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 Garden?
No, absolutely.
Tyler?
What's
the case? Tyler, you want a case? You're Florida
there
guy.
There isn't one. I'm not a Florida man, no.
I dare you. I actually challenge you to give me a reason, like a logical reason how they could win.
The best case is that Strus and Gabe Vincent and Kyle Lowry had historically bad shooting nights. Bam Adebayo was decent but was not aggressive enough to my liking. That's your key. Also getting back Tyler Hero, which probably he may not be able to play. It was a 2-4 week injury, as Ramona Shelburne said, so... Those guys are great shooters who had historically bad nights, so I guess the only way they could win would be a great shooting night, whereas Tatum still has a shoulder injury. Brown turns it over with his dribbling issues.
Williams gets hurt. Smart has to
Time
leave
Lord
the game.
Wakes up with his knee tight.
It's possible.
Yes. They need a good game and luck in order to win.
Yeah, so you're saying there's a chance.
10-15% maybe.
That's not so low.
1%. And the percentage is those guys are hurt. Like all the guys, the 50-50 for the Celtics.
You can't do this.
Those guys all don't play.
You can't
play.
Do this. You have to think your back is against the wall. There's no way you're going to be able to win.
Are you playing?
Well, I feel like I've emotionally invested now, so I feel like I kind of feel like after every game I get exhausted.
I think that's just because you're staying up past 10.
We text you too late at night. Yeah,
I sent you a goodnight kiss to both of you guys when I was going to bed. I said, later, here's a pumpkin.
I'm shutting my ringer
raise off. One thing.
Notify anyway. Hit that notify anyway button.
Didn't it look like the Heat maybe could have used that shoot-around yesterday?
Yes!
You're right.
Great point. Ryan McDonough defended on the air yesterday, but yes, they looked awful offensively.
Like, maybe you could have taken like a half hour, 40 minutes, jacked a couple up.
Yeah. I love Spoelstra. That was a bad call.
Their shooting numbers were, well, talking about historically bad. Like, could they pendulum swing the other way and be historically good?
No, the answer is no.
I don't think so.
We'll put you at the front of the line. You called the show today and give any sort of case for the Heat to win this series by means.
Don't care how crazy
it is. By all means, 617-779-7937. The phone number I logged on this morning, WEEI.com, and there is a writer there comparing the Celtics bigs to dogs. We'll address that next here, Maloney, Fourier, and Mego, WEEI.